Welcome in to Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. We're so grateful you are here, and we're happy that you're joining us as we continue our walk through the book of Genesis, today discussing Genesis chapter 23. And here we find many interesting firsts in the Bible, starting with verse 1. It says that Sarah lived 127 years. And this is interesting because Sarah is the first and only woman whose age at the time of death is recorded in all of the Bible. Now, Sarah was certainly an important woman, faithful and blessed by God, but there were many women in Scripture who could fit that description. Yet Sarah is unique. Her age is listed. And this may have more to do with the miracle God worked through her in bringing about the birth of Isaac, but that's just speculation. Either way, it's a first. In verse 2, it says that Sarah died at Kiriath Arba, and Abraham went in to mourn and weep for her. And here we see another first, the first time we read of someone mourning over the dead. You know, we have certainly read of many deaths by this point in Genesis, but it doesn't surprise me that the first time we see real mourning, we find it in really the first great husband and wife couple in the Bible. Abraham loved Sarah, and they had been together for many years now. And while we first read of Abraham, his age in Genesis 12, where we read that he's 75 years old, and later in Genesis 17, we see that Sarah is 10 years younger. So by that math, at the very least, these two were married for 62 years. And losing a companion after that many years would certainly bring about weeping and mourning. And a few additional firsts that we find here is the first instance of burial. In verse 4, Abraham says to the Hittites, "I am a sojourner and foreigner among you. Give me property among you for a burying place, that I may bury my dead out of my sight." Also, we come across the first instance of possessing property in land. And actually, we find both the first possession and purchase of land in this verse, as Abraham is seeking to buy land that was already owned by the Hittites. And we see as well in verse 15 the first instance of silver as a medium of purchase, and also the first instance of a standard measure of weight, as the price that he pays for the land is 400 shekels of silver, and a shekel being about 11 grams. And I point all that out, and I'll give thanks to Elbert Barnes and his commentary that made me aware of it, just to hopefully pass along some of the wonder that I find in the Bible to you. I find it amazing to read these seemingly mundane things that are really anything besides mundane. You know, the Bible isn't a history book necessarily, but it is certainly a book that can tell us of our history. You know, it's easy to read the Bible and in a sense, miss the forest because we're focused on the trees. But every line and every interaction is amazing. You know, how and when did these men, our ancestors from hundreds of generations back, decide on silver? Who bought the first piece of land and who sold the first piece of land? You know, I may not be making my point clearly, but I think to sum it up, my point would be to read your Bible slowly. Enjoy it. Pore over every word in detail. It's God's word, written down and preserved for us. So take none of it for granted. Don't skip over any of it, even the stuff in the Old Testament. Pray like the psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law." Pray that, and God will open your eyes, and you will behold marvelous and wonderful things. What else could you find in a book written by a God so marvelous and wonderful?
So Abraham bought a large field. He knew his descendants would use it, although he and his family now are only sojourners in the promised land they live in, among the Hittites. The land was offered to him for free, but he wanted to guarantee that that he would be the rightful owner by paying for it in the sight of all, and his descendants would inherit that land. My Bible commentary says that perhaps this was an act of faith by Abraham in buying such a large piece of land, that he was demonstrating his faith in God's covenant promises. Then it cites Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 through 13, and they say, "By faith, he, Abraham, by faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth." So can we find obedience today like this, faith like this? They knew they would not be around to receive the things promised, but they would obey the Lord to be used by him to accomplish his plans. They greeted these promises from afar. And how is this a promise that they will receive while they are alive? Well, they'll reap the reward in eternity. They sowed into God's eternal kingdom, but don't receive the blessing until after this life. What things in our life are we considering as having an eternal reward? And I'm not sure what could compare to this, but we do sow spiritual, heavenly things by our obedience in this life.
And I'll end praying for you from our Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying Psalm 97 today. It says, "O Lord, unto whom all glory and honor do appertain, replenish us with spiritual joy. Grant that all idolatry and superstition be put away, the whole world may be so enlightened with the light of thy holy word, that every man may give over himself to a perpetual praising of thy holy name, and may give unto thee most hearty thanks for all the benefits which we continually receive at thy hand, through Jesus Christ thy Son. Amen."
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.